Salam Salam from BA. This is a Rorschach Ethiopia update from the 22nd of May 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Ethiopia. The National Bank of Ethiopia announced in a statement on Tuesday the 20th that it has made several regulatory changes to the foreign exchange market. People traveling abroad usually complain about how hard it is to purchase foreign currency from commercial banks. However, this is going to change because the National Bank has raised the cap to $10,000 for personal travels, while business travelers will be able to buy up to $15,000 from commercial banks. Importers will also be glad to hear that advance payment limits have been raised from $5,000 to $50,000. The bank made these changes because a formal foreign exchange market has brought in a lot of foreign currency since the National Bank decided to float the birr, letting market forces determine its value instead of the government. About a year from now, Ethiopia will hold its general election. Last week, we mentioned that some parties are not satisfied with the National Election Board's preparation, or rather the lack of it, for the upcoming election. On Friday the 16th, the board issued a statement, but not directly in response to the parties, saying that it has begun the second round of digitally mapping and registering polling stations across four regions. In the next 2 weeks, the board will start mapping in four more regions. It said that digital mapping will modernize the election process and make it more efficient. In other news, the government's representative presented a draft bill to Parliament to allow foreigners to own immovable property. He explained that the bill will help attract foreign investors and encourage them to stay and invest in the Ethiopian economy. The bill states that aside from attracting investment, it will also drive the growth of the real estate sector. It also indicates that the Ministry of Urban and Infrastructure Development will issue directives prohibiting citizens of certain foreign countries from acquiring immovable property, even though the nations haven't been determined yet. Certain House members were not happy with this development. They called the bill untimely and said it disregards the adverse effects on citizens. According to a House member, allowing foreigners to buy immovable property will push prices higher, leaving Ethiopians unable to compete with foreign investors bringing in foreign currency. Despite concerns, the bill will likely pass. On another note, on Monday the 19th, the Dialogue Commission, the Ethiopian Press Agency, and the Election Board each presented to the House Standing Committee on Plan, Budget and Finance Affairs the increased budget they will need for the next fiscal year. The Standing Committee's chair didn't like what he saw, and he urged the Dialogue Commission and the Election Board to efficiently use the allocated budget and find other sources of funds. He also didn't consider their presentation complete. The representatives of the board and the commission explained that the amount they requested seemed high to committee members because they are planning to expand and digitalize their operations. Going back to bills, the Amhara region's Supreme Court revealed this past week that it has drafted one to re-establish the region's Public Defender's Office as a standalone institution. The office has been under the region's Supreme Court, which the court believes shouldn't be the case since public defenders litigate before the court as well, raising questions on impartiality. The court's president said he expects the draft bill to be presented to the region's council for further deliberation and approval. The judiciary of the Tigray region was also in the news this week as the region's interim administration said it is committed to restoring order in the court system. The statement comes after a recent incident in court where some people disrupted the proceedings of a criminal case that has piqued public interest. The altercation in the courtroom led several courts in the region to close their doors as judges feared for their safety. The interim administration said interference with judicial independence and inciting riots is unacceptable, adding that it will crack down on perpetrators to make sure this doesn't happen again. In an update to a story from our previous show, the president of the Health Professionals Association, who had been arrested upon the strike of healthcare workers, was released on Monday the 19th. After his release, he explained that he was arrested because the government feared social media posts he was sharing would escalate and threaten peace and stability. He added that the requests of health professionals for better pay and benefits have been long-standing and the recent protests don't have ulterior motives except urging the government to help improve the lives of healthcare workers. Some professionals haven't shown up to work since the strike took place. More news on health as at an event held on Thursday the 15th and Friday the 16th to commemorate its 30th anniversary, the Surgical Society of Ethiopia said that the number of surgeons in the country will fall. Speaking at the event, a surgeon explained that the country has more surgeons than ever before, but that most of them are concentrated in urban areas. He added that interest in the field is going down, with medical students preferring to specialize in other areas. According to another surgeon, brain drain is also a threat to the field, citing the experience of low-income countries that had their surgeons leave abroad for better pay and benefits. Meanwhile, the country has paid a lot in foreign currency to buy and bring in fertilizers. However, Indian company Allied says it can help Ethiopia reduce the amount of fertilizers it imports with its recently finished fertilizer manufacturing plant in Adama in the Oromia region, in the central part of the country. According to the company, once it begins operation, it will produce about 75,000 metric tons, but this is not very significant compared with the country's demand, estimated at almost 2.5 million metric tons. Huajian, another company from Asia, this one from China, said it's going to expand its investments in Ethiopia. The company has been producing and exporting leather products and shoes, but wants to diversify by assembling electric vehicles of the JAC brand and selling them to the local market. To do so, the company will increase its investments in the country from its current $150 million to $2 billion. Chinese companies are major investors in the Ethiopian market. Just last week, at an investment forum, they signed deals with the Ethiopian Investment Commission worth a total of $1.6 billion. China and Ethiopia cooperate in various fields. The medical aid team of China's army headed to Ethiopia this week for a year-long mission to help its Ethiopian counterpart. The ministry said this is the biggest ever team, consisting of 14 military doctors. These doctors will support the Ethiopian Armed Forces General Hospital in various areas, including clinical medicine, medical tech, and logistics. Over the past 10 years, the Chinese Army's Medical University has sent more than 100 military medical experts to Ethiopia for the same purpose. And to wrap up this episode, Ethio Telecom and the Ministry of Transportation have teamed up to build an app that customers of cross-country transportation services can use to buy tickets. Customers will now be able to buy a digital ticket using Telebur, Ethio Telecom's super app. This, however, did not sit well with service providers. They admit that the app is convenient, but they think it excludes those who can't read and write. Some of them added that it also leaves out users of the other telecom service provider, Safaricom, because the app only works with an Ethio Telecom SIM card. The State Minister of Transport said they shouldn't worry because the app will get consistent updates to become more user-friendly and accessible to those who can't read or write. Additionally, people can also buy their physical tickets at ticket offices if they can't use Telebur. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Did you know that we do lots of other updates? We've got country updates and non-country updates, including the Arctic update, the multilateral update, and the ocean update. Check the full list with the link in the show notes. Ciao!